Lakuta Sicha is Chelik Yutes, Parsha Re'ei Sicha Aleph. In the Mershon Pasuk from their Parsha, in the first Pasuk of this Parsha, which reads, Re'ei Anoichi Neisen Lufnechem, see I place before you, Es HaBrocha V'Saklola. Fateich the Targum Unkulus, the Veta Brocha V'Klola. So Targum Unkulus, which means the Targum, which is in our Chumash, interprets the words bracha klola as birchan, which means the blessing, vilavotin, and curses. I place before you a blessing and a curse. When azoi fataych deroich dem vort klola, in divided the gipsukim, and he uses the same interpretation in the later psukim where the word klola comes up again, it means curses. In targum yoinesanaber is a metargum de vort klola. However, in the Targum Yoinesim, which is a different Targum, a different translation, a well-known translation from the time of the Tanoim, he interprets the words of Klola in the Tzvei Psukim, in these two Psukim, the first one, and then immediately afterwards, Brocha Klola, V'Klola Im Loi Sishmun. In the first few psukim of the parsha, when the word klola appears, he interprets it as meaning the chilufa, and the counterpoint or the exchange. In other words, there is the bracha, the blessing, and then there is the klola, the exchange, the other side, the counterpoint to that. Now that is oich in Targum Yerushalmi, and the same is true for the translation called Targum Yerushalmi in Tzveitin Pasuk V'Chilufeyim, in the second Pasuk where it says Klola, it says over there V'Chilufeyim. In other words, they both use the same translation rather than and the curses, they say it means the exchange, the counterpoint. Dafen Fashtein, so we have to understand. Was is the Tam Hashini Tzishin the Tzvei Tirgumin? What is the reason that there is this change between the two interpreters in an uptight from the word klola, in translating the word klola? Noch mehr ist nicht verstandig, even more difficult to understand. Was in invited in Pasuk, in the later, in Pasuk a few psukim down, where it says, V'saklola al har Evel, where it says, and the klola should be on Mount Evel, it was har grisim, where the tribes that were put on Har Grizim, and then there was the Klola on Har Evel. So over there is the Targum Yonison Gufa Mishana, and Targum Yonison itself makes a change of what he did earlier, how he interpreted it earlier. And here he explains and interprets it, the Varka Klola Nish Vifrier, not like he did earlier with Chilufa as the counterpoint, nor Umalatataya. He uses the word for curse, similar vidat targum unkulus, similar to the way that the unkulus teaches it. So in other words, the Targum Yoinesan himself changes the interpretation of the word uklola from the first few psukim to as it appears a few psukim later, where it suddenly becomes malatataya, the curses. So that needs to be understood. Nochis tamua, another question. In the Targum Yoinesan, is in the Targum, it's Aleph, Klola is a musig v'inyim farzich. Number one, the question is, the word Klola, which is a concept unto itself, it doesn't have to be in contrast to something else. It means something on its own. It's a standalone concept. And Chilufa aber meint an umbeit von afriedigen inyin, or the zustand. Whereas the word Chilufa, which means the change, is in reference to something else. It's only in contrast to something else does it have a meaning. Chilufa means that there was a change to a situation that you had before, and now there is a change to that. So it is only in contrast to something else. Number two, Chilufa is shayach by tzvei inyonim, was einen anders, eine von dem zweiten. It's true that Chilufa means that there is an exchange for one thing that's different than the other. They have to be different from each other, otherwise they're not exchanging each other. Because the far bait men zeum, and therefore there's a change. Zei darf no behob ma enlichkeit zwischen sich, but there has to be some sort of similarity between the two ideas, so that one could be vazdafar is shayach zeyum baitin, and it's for this reason that it's possible to exchange one for the other. Aber nishba zwei Sachen welches sein in den ganzen hepech eine von der zweiten. But it wouldn't make sense to say that you exchange one thing for something which is completely the opposite of the other thing. Bibrocha and klola, like a blessing and a curse, are two opposites of each other, and they don't exchange each other. They're not similar enough to be exchanged for each other. So what does it mean, how do you interpret the word klola as the exchange for brocha? To illustrate this point, as we find in the idea of there is sometimes we exchange certain letters for others which have a certain similarity, as you'll soon see. When can you exchange one letter for the other? Like if the Torah writes certain letters and we say that these letters are interchangeable with others, and based on that interchangeable arrangement, you can have other messages that are brought out from these words. But in order to exchange one letter for the other, there has to be a certain similarity and something that the two letters share, and therefore they could be exchanged for each other. Und al derach was de Zohar HaKadosh sagt, similar to what the Zohar says, as va'ed hu echad b'chilufei asvan, that the word va'ed, baruch shein k'vad machus ha'loylam va'ed, the last word in the second pasuk of Shema, is an exchange for the last word in the first pasuk of Shema, which is echad, Hashem echad. What is it? Tzlibdem was the oisis va'ed ha'mashaychis. So the oisis echad, because the letters in the word va'ed have a certain connection to the letters in the word echad. How so? The vav from va'ed, the first letter of the word va'ed, which is a vav, fabaitim aleph, can be exchanged the aleph and echad from the word echad, while they beide zayin in the oisis aleph hey vav yud, because they both belong to the grouping of letters, which is the letters aleph hey vav yud, which have similarities to each other, which are oisis ahemshech, oisis anoyach, oisis aneshima. In grammar and elocution, the way words are expressed, are spoken, so these four letters have certain similarities. One example of what he says here is they all can be silent letters. An aleph and a hey and a vav and a yud, when they are mostly at the end of the word, they are silent letters. You don't verbalize them. So they all belong to that grouping, and therefore any one of those letters can be exchanged for each other. Therefore, the vav and the aleph can be exchanged for each other. Also, the second letter, which is a ches in the word echad and an ayin in the word vaed, the ches and the ayin are interchangeable. Why? Because they both belong to the grouping of letters, which are aleph, ches, hey, ayin, which all those four letters are formulated in the throat. There are five different areas in the mouth which formulate letters, like letters that come from the lips or from the tongue or the palate or the throat. And letters that come from the same area in the mouth, and that's how they're formed, can be interchangeable with each other, and therefore the ches and the ayin both come from the throat, and therefore they're interchangeable. Und dalid rapsi, and then there's the big dalid of the word echad. In the Sefer Torah, the word echad, the dalid of the word echad, is a larger letter, is interchangeable with dalid beinoni for the regular size dalid of the word vod, because beid is ayin ober a dalid, because they're both a dalid. So in other words, when you want to talk about exchanging one letter for another, there has to be a certain similarity which brings them together. Not that they're complete opposites of each other. So how is it possible that you should interpret the word klola as chilufa, an exchange, and for what? For the word bracha, which is the exact opposite of it. The first part of this last thing is that klola is chilufa means an exchange. Klola is a standalone concept, so why is it an exchange? And the second point is, how could it be exchange of the word bracha, which is the exact opposite? So Gimel, the beer in them, the explanation of this is, the Unterschied bechlal zwischen Targum Unkelus and Targum Yenison besteht in them, the difference between the two styles of interpretation as they're found in the Targum Unkelus and in the Targum Yenison, as well as Yerushalmi, is in this way. Was the Targum Unkelus teitsch de verte lefipschudus ol mikra. The Targum Unkelus tries to stick to the simple meaning of the words, interpreting the words are as they are in the simple meaning of the pasuk. Und in gezelte Erter, in certain places, in select few places, lefin yonoi, he goes with the what is meant by these words, even if it's not a literal translation of the word, but what is the Torah trying to convey by this group of words. Aber, but even in those cases, pshute shaleinian, it conveys what is the simple meaning of this, the simple context of this pasuk. Aber the Targum Yonason Yerushalmi, as the Targum Yonason Yerushalmi are not that way. Is bekame bekame mekaymes teichter nisht nor dem shat. In a number of places, he doesn't just simply explain or interpret the simple meaning of the words of the pasuk, nor is meisav bir. But he also brings in explanations into the translation. Brengt medrashi chazal, he brings sometimes medrashim which are found in chazal, which are not the literal meaning of the words. Dinim, sometimes halachas which come out from this pasuk, which are not the literal meaning of the pasuk. And as I write, and so on, other examples of that. In other words, that the Targum Unkelus sticks to the simple meaning of the pasuk, and the Targum Yonason tries to take a deeper look at what's going on. Und der Riber in Unkelus vasim mefarish lufi pashtas aksuvim, and therefore, in the Targum Unkelus, which is explaining the simple meaning of the pasuk, metargen the word klala v'levotim. That's why he interprets the word klala as curses. Al pimed drasha chazal is a sabanish glat. However, if you look a little deeper at this word, at this interpretation of the word klala, it doesn't seem to flow well. Why? Since the pasuk says that where is this klala coming from? I, meaning Hashem, place before you today. As das kommt von Eibishten, that the klala is coming from Hashem. Is wie kemen da teichen, as the Eibishter is neisen. So how is it possible to say that Hashem is giving, placing before you, He gives you, and we know the rule of v'chol neisen b'ayin yofen neisen, anyone that gives, gives generously. So how can you say that Hashem gita zach was is hepech von toiv? How can you say that Hashem is giving you something which is the opposite of good, the klala? The opposite of toiv u'bracha, the opposite of good and blessing, which is levatim, a curse. Siz doch verstandig as ein ra yoyded mulmaila. We know the rule that there is no bad which comes down from heaven, from heaven. As the pasuk says, from the mouth of the one above, no bad comes forth. So it's a rule that nothing bad comes from Hashem. So how can you interpret that the word which the pasuk says, I, Hashem, am placing before you, should be interpreted as a curse? And for this reason, Targum Yonason says, we can't use the word curse over here, but it has to be interpreted as an exchange. Der umbeit vom bracha, which means it's a bracha that comes forth, but it's been transformed. Das heißt, das was es werdet ein inje von klola, that this, that it turned into, it transformed into a curse. In other words, the person experienced it as a curse. Is es nicht mit zadam anoichi neisen, it didn't come from Hashem as a curse. Nor mitzad the mekabel, it's only on the receiving end that it turned, it transformed into a curse. So chilufa here means transformed. Durch dem was the mekabel is shaloki de boy, because the person and the receiving end is not behaving properly. Vert od dibrocha edezikumt on lemekabel ibegibin. So this blessing from Hashem, it came forth as a blessing, but as it arrives at the receiver, it's transformed Dorch Maisa Makabel, through the behavior of the person receiving it. Funabracha if a klala, from a blessing it turned into a curse. Enlich v'maisa makabel fun tishmol mitzvah Hashem alakech and bring them anoichenoisim bracha. Similar to what we say in the pasuk, that if Hashem says, if you will listen to the words of Hashem, to the mitzvah of Hashem, so then I will give you a blessing. However, we understand that if it's the opposite, then the opposite happens. In the invited pasuk aber, when it gets to the later pasuk where it says you shall place the people of associated with Har Evol, with the klala on the mountain Evol, so there it's not Hashem placing them. There it's the people. It's Moshe Rabbeinu placing them. There it says aklola al Har Evol. Over there, it's not talking about Hashem giving them what's called a klola. Is oich yonis and mefarish kipshutim malatatayo. Over there, Targum Yonison also doesn't have a problem with interpreting it as a curse, because it's not talking about it coming from Hashem. It's placing people in certain situations. Over there, it can be interpreted properly as a curse. So in other words, that the Targum Yonison cannot interpret the word with something that comes from Hashem as a curse. The best, the most that you could say is that it came forth as a blessing, and then it was transformed through the person receiving it into a transformation. We understand what the transformation is. Dalit is of an achalz nishglatik, but still it's not understood yet. Vi kemen zogen as the chilufa klola is as achvas kumt nish from the meivishin, because to them what he is saying, that the transformation of the blessing into a curse does not come from Hashem. How could you say that it doesn't come from Hashem? No, does ver duchem mekabel that it comes, that happens because through the receiver. The pasuk itself says, "I place before you today a blessing and klala." So, in other words, the klala is coming from Hashem. Is fart moving? So, from that pasuk, it's understood as the verter anoichi neisen batzitzich oich zum word klala, that the word "I place" is also referring to the word klala. So, how could you say that it's not coming from Hashem? Especially that by the word klala it says vav and the klala. In other words, that I place before you the blessing and the curse. So in other words, it comes also from the word bracha. Both of them come from Hashem. Is the bir bazeh? So the explanation is klala sinina targum fun teira. What is the idea of in interpretation of Torah, translation of Torah, from Loshon HaKodesh of Loshon Arami? What's the reason that the Torah was translated from Loshon HaKodesh, from the Holy Tongue, into Aramaic or Kedemor, to other languages, and we're talking Tzlib Eden? Not that they translated it in order for the other nations of the world to be unable to understand it. The Targum Onkelos was written for the Yidden to be able to understand. Is Gekumet Salib Golos Hashibah from Eden? The reason that it came about is because the Yidden were in Golos and they were enslaved and they were having difficulty. They forgot Loshon Kodesh and so on. Das Machmas de Matzav hat sich geschaffen die Neuigkeit zu mitargen sein die Teure in der verschiedenen Loshonim von Einumas, that because of the situation there was now a need to translate the Teure into the other 70 languages wherever the Yidden lived. Aber in dem Gufa seine Faran zwei Fane wie die Yisuria Golos werden gesehen und ausgeteilt. But even in that itself, there are two ways in which one can perceive the pain of Golos. One, Al Pi Targum Onkelos, the way that the Targum Onkelos sees it, the Targum from Bavel, Onkelos was interpreted into Aramaic, which is the language of Bavel. The Makom HaGolos with the Helen Behester is betaykev, that was in Bavel, which was the place where the Yidden were in Golos, and over there the darkness and concealment was at its most powerful. Then the Yisurim Uvgenum v'Zezeh Nois B'Pashas, over there the pain and suffering of the Golos is seen in its literal sense. You see it as pain, as Golos. And Inyan Fulavatin, in other words, you see it as curses, as the direct meaning of what a curse is. Al pi targum Yonason v'Yerushalmi, but according to the translation of Yonason and Yerushalmi, Vazeis and Tirguma from Eretz Yisrael, they were translations that were created, that were written in Eretz Yisrael. V'dorten is nishta zahelem v'hestem mitzad ha-golus, over there, the darkness and the concealment was not as deep as in the golus itself, as in Bavel itself. Zetzich mer begolid, the pnimius from the zach. Over there, you can perceive what is underneath, what's within that golus. What's the meaning of it? What's the purpose of it? What's behind it all? You don't see only the darkness itself. Masimoich lanal, azeir oifin atargum is al pi medrash chazal, in accordance with this is also that the Targum Yonason was written with other interpretations. What's beneath the surface? What's the commentary on the words of the Torah? The Zayin Megalad, the Pnimis and Torah Shabbat, that the Targum Yonason also wanted to look into what's underneath it all, what's behind it all. So when Targum Yonason looks at Golus, he also looks at what's behind it all, not just at the simple meaning of the Golus. Und der Fahrer Teichen Zeyois, and therefore Targum Yonason and Yerushalmi explain, as Yisurei HaGolus and Be'emes Chilufa, that the pain of Golus is really a transformation. What does that mean? Al Derech HaNal, Achilufun Tzvei Zachem Bezayne Fun Ein Sug, which as we said before, a transformation means, or an exchange means, two things which are actually similar to each other, but they come about differently. So the Targum Yonason sees that as well, the curses as well, and he'll explain. Was noch der Eifen am Shachas Abracha wird gebitten, aber die Kavane betachas der Pnimis von Tei ist Tei Abracha. In other words, he sees the Klala also as having come forth from Hashem as a blessing, and the meaning and the purpose of it is a blessing, but the way it arrives at the receiver, it was exchanged into something painful and so on. Valderach Mashenemar, similar to what it says in the pasuk, Vayancha Vayirivecha, Hashem oppressed you and He made you hungry and so on. Ki kasher yaser ishes b'noi, and the reason the Torah says why did that happen? Because like a person punishes his son, Hashem alekecha miyasrecha, Hashem punishes you. Kedei zolzayin v'shamates mitzvah Hashem alekecha, because there is a purpose for it. The reason a person punishes a child is because you need to bring out a better behavior and so on. So Hashem did the same thing to you, in order that it should lead you to keep the mitzvahs. Meviach al Eretz Tov, and through this He will bring you to the good land, to the Eretz Yisrael and so on. So the reason is b'chdei Yidin zol nizdachech ver, and the reason for the golus and the pain is so that the Yidin will be refined. U'makabel zayin degiluyim nailim, from the golus and be able to receive the higher level good which comes through Geula. So the Targum Yonason doesn't just look at the darkness of the Golus and translate it that way, but he looks beneath the surface. He looks, what is it about the curse that is, what is it about? Why is it there? And therefore he says it's an exchange. It's really a blessing that's coming forth, and that it was exchanged for a painful thing in order to bring you to a greater good. And that's how it translates it. Und das sagt man beloschen Targum. And this explanation is given in a translated, in another language, not in Loshen Kodesh. Was in Pashtus is the Matorah von jeder Targum, as euch pshute ya'am, the simple meaning of a translation is so that even people that don't, the ordinary folk, it should be able to understand. If the Verstehnish Kain Loshen Kodesh, the people that don't understand Loshen Kodesh Hebrew, was Kenef Verstehn in Yonet Torah, his own Kenef Verstehn in Yonet Torah should also be able to understand what the Torah is saying. And therefore, this interpretation is given in Targum so that everybody could understand it. Thus, haste. In other words, the Tam Pnimi from Klol of Golos, that to explain this inner meaning and purpose of the curse and the Golos, Sok men nishnor to the Talmid HaChamim, is not only said to the Talmid HaChamim. In other words, to the learned people, to the sages, and therefore would have been said in Loshen Kodesh, Vasayv Zeh had the Golos nishgepeil tefazay fil, that they are not so as much under the influence of the Golos, they study Torah, they're still connected in a higher level. Nor euch beikets upshutayam, but this is set to the and mostly, mainly to the simple folk. That to whom those people, the concealment of Golus is so had such an impact on them, as a Muslim onkomet to targum l'shivim lashon, that they can't understand the Torah in its original lashon kodesh, and they need to be able to read it in a translated language. That even zay oich zay is memegalad them toichem pnimi from klolav yisuri Golus, that even they are being taught that they have to understand what's underneath the Golus. Why is there a Golus? What's the purpose of it? Don't just look at the pain. Understand what's beneath it. Dos als is by Escholos HaParsha v'kitzat Teichna. All of this is said at the beginning of the Parsha, where the broad strokes of what is being spoken about are explained. So over there, that's what you speak about the Golus in a way which you understand that there's something beneath it and that it's really a blessing. So this is all said at the beginning of the parasha. We just talk about broad strokes. Das heis v'mezok klolus inin avayda v'teichna teichna v'tachlisa, where you relay the general idea of avayda and what is the meaning and the purpose of avayda. Demol zokmin dem tachlis when the kavana pnimis from klola. That's when you can express what is the purpose of the klola, what is the purpose of the golos, why is it there, and so on. B'shas min haltova by der avayda v'peil. But when you get down to the nitty gritty, when you have to start practicing avoda, as it says in the pasuk v'hoyeki yaviach Hashem alekecha la'aretz asher ata b'sham alerishta, when you come, when Hashem brings you into the land which you're coming there to inherit. In other words, you have to start getting busy with the actual avoda. Is bechdei tzubavirkin and durchnem adav nevesh b'hamiz v'yetzahara, in order to have the proper effect and influence on your yetzahara nevesh b'hamiz, fadet zich mizol im das abteichen kipshutay. When you talk to the Eitzahara, you have to talk in simple terms. When you're talking about a curse, you have to explain, we're talking about a curse. And that if you continue with this kind of behavior, it brings a curse. Kipshute, you say the word as it is, Malatataya. So even in the Targum Yonasim, when you get to that point, you have to speak in simple terms. Vosnor, Ivdem Oifen, Kema Baherschen, Nem Eitzahara, only in speaking plainly and directly to the Yetzirah, can you have any hope of having an influence on him? K'maymer Azal, as our sages tell us, in the Gemara, Lo'ilam Yargiz Adam, Yetzir Tov al Yetzirah, a person should always incite the Yetzir Tov against the Yetzirah. In other words, you have to be able to speak strongly and forcefully to the Yetzirah. That's what the Gemara is saying. Incite, you have to speak forcefully. Therefore, when you get to the next pasuk, those further psukim, where it's talking about what he... when you're talking about doing Aveda, you have to be able to speak plainly. And you have to say, interpret the word klola as malatataya, as curses. The time was the Torah zok, that the klola was anechen esen leftechem is an inyef and chilufa, or nishnor mit the kavanut zva leicht, is nishnor mit the kavanut zva leicht in the Aveda for nidin. The reason that the Torah says that the klola which comes from Hashem is an exchange and so on, giving it that softer understanding to understand what's behind it and so on, is not just to make it easier for us, to soothe us and so that we can feel better about it, to make things easier for us. It's not just about that. Nor das is euch negeit zu dem etzem inyan, but the truth is that this is how it is truly, that it's the truth about the issue to begin with. The Bir Bazet explain it. Pnimis inyanim, at least the explained by Pnimis Inyanim, behektim as loit pshutei shon mikra, according to the simple meaning of the pasuk, and azoy yizer oich mefarish medrash rabba, which also how the medrash rabba explains it, do geit anoichi noisein oif HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it says re'ei anoichi noisein, it was Moshe Rabbeinu basically speaking in Chumash Dvarim, is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, but in this case it's the medrash says that it's talking about Hashem. I is referring to Hashem, not to Moshe. L'chaydesh teltzer the shayla, so you could ask the question, v'bal das anoichi noisin, is hechef and shemay, since we're talking about the word anoichi. Anoichi is a reference to Hashem which transcends names. It isn't a name. most of the time in the Torah where it talks about Hashem, it says El Hashem, Elakim, Kael, or whatever one of the names. Anoichi refers to something higher than a name. When Afiluf and Ois V'Koitz, and it's not only is it higher than a word, a fully formed word, but even one letter, which is even more removed from the from the direct meaning of the name, or even a point, some point at the top of a letter, which refers to some very high level of that name. So, but the Noichi transcends all of that. Koloshna Zayar, and as the Zayar says, Achtus Pshuta, it talks about the simple unity, unification of Hashem, the very essence of Hashem. Tovias Shayach zu sagen, as von Achtus Pshutas, how is it possible to say that from the simple unity, the place where in Hashem, where everything is unified, and that there's no difference between anything and anything else? How is it possible that from there, so kumen euch de zweite Eifnam Shachaf von Klole Chilufa? How is it possible that from there should come the opposite of bracha, the exchange of the bracha, something which is understood as a klola, or at least perceived as a klola? Why talk about it in the level of a noichi? If you want to talk about a klola, it would seem that it would come from somewhere lower. From a noichi should come the exchange of the blessing. Is there inyan in them? So the explanation of that is al derech hamavur b'makamach, as explained elsewhere, as emes pshitus zok tzchareis davke in ischalkus. That if you want to know what is true simplicity, something which has absolutely no definition at all, when can you see true pshitus simplicity, which has no definition? When you see it expressed in various different types of expressions. When you see ischalkos, many options, and they all come from the pshitos, that means it comes from true simplicity and truly undefined place. In other words, the essence of all essences. B'shas etzem ha-poshet ven izgalin ribikavim, because when the simple simplicity is expressed, revealed in many different types of expressions, befrat ven zizayin hofchim. Certainly, if those different types of expressions are opposite to each other, contrary to each other, dos gufe is the hechach hazer is nish mitzuyer mugder in kein shum tzir v'toyach hazer sholom. That is the proof that from where it comes is so simple and so undefined that it can express itself in any way it wants. It's not defined in any way, and therefore can be expressed in any possible expression, even opposites, because it's not defined in any way at all. Nor eris posha betachos apshitus, it is an absolutely undefined thing. Vos deriba zayna farem oich di kavim rabin, and therefore for that level, even the many different expressions, vahofchim, and even if they're contrary to each other, kaimenianish, they don't interfere at all with his being able to express itself in the many various different types of expressions, because he's so undefined that why shouldn't he be able to express himself in any possible way? Und wie bald das achtes Abschutte von der Neuche wird, ist Galle Kabiochel, darf gedurrt im Kabe Hofchi Chilufa. And so since this achtes Abschutte, which is expressed by the word Anoichi, is revealed to us dafke, specifically in the opposite of bracha or chilufa, the exchange of bracha, kumt ois as hamshachos alukus l'mata durch dem kav, is that the flow from Hashem of godliness that comes in this way, hecher und tiefe v'damshachen anoifim from bracha b'toy begoli, is even greater than what comes forth as a blessing. What comes forth as a blessing is generally the definition of godliness, which is good and so on. But if you can have godliness that is expressed in the opposite direction, so that must come from an even higher place, which is so completely undefined that you can't talk it, you can't call it the good. It can be expressed in any way possible, in any way that it wants. Nothing is off limits to that expression, or to that source, and therefore it can be expressed in any way. Das is masim medem vos da alter Rebbe is mevayer the Signon Acher, and that goes along, that goes well, it dovetails well with what the Alter Rebbe explains in slightly different words. As primis inyan ha'yisurim is bechinas toif and alma diskasya. That the Alter Rebbe says that what's the underneath, what is behind, what is the meaning and the purpose, what's underneath pain, is an expression of good which comes from a concealed place, meaning an even higher place than a revealed place. From Yutke, from Shem Havayah, it comes from the Yutke, the higher letters of the Shem Havayah. That's where that good comes from. And that good is even higher than the revealed good, than what comes to us as a revealed good. This is what's called kindnesses which are concealed. They're so great and so high and so good that they can't come down in a revealed way. Whatever the reason is, whether it's because there would be opposition, if Hashem were to bestow this kind of goodness upon a person, there would be opposition from, the prosecutors. And therefore it has to come in a concealed way, but what it really is something deeply kind, deeply good. That's what Alter Rebbe explains about it. So this is similar to that. Und das ist euch die Asbara Pnimius, and that is also the explanation that is behind what it says from the Eves Shteit, as it says in the Pasuk, Es Hashem Asher Yeh V'Hashem Yechiyach. The one that Hashem loves, that's the one that He punishes or rebukes. As the Inyo von Yeh V'Hashem, that when Hashem has great love, the grace of Abba and Kirim Yuchat from the Meibishn, this great love that Hashem has, Vert Nimshech in an Eifen von Yechiyach, sometimes comes forth, the great good, the great love comes forth as a rebuke. Chasadim Nistarim, in other words, kindnesses which come in a concealed way. On the surface, they look like rebuke or punishment, but inside, in internal to that is a greater good. Because what somebody receives in a revealed way is only surface good. As a mashal, it's not in the sikha here, but as a mashal, one could say that when a mother gives a child a lollipop, you don't need great good from the mother to give a lollipop, because the kid loves a lollipop, so why not give a lollipop? But if the mother does something which hurts the child, like for instance gives the child a needle or gives him bitter medicine, so then you know that it's coming from very deep, because since the mother doesn't want to give pain to the child, but it must do this good thing even though it comes as a painful thing, you know that it's coming from a deep love of the mother. You don't have to be a great mother to be able to give a lollipop, but you have to be a great mother to do something that is painful to the child because it is for the best of the child. Back to the sicha. On al pi zeh is nochmer musber, the tam was the yisurim ekedeime vazen oiz viklola, and this, based on this, we can explain, understand, that those things that come across as klola, veren ungeruf and chilufa, they're called an exchange. Why does the Targum refer to it as an exchange? Vailafia emes enem rag brachas, because in truth, it's only blessings that are coming forth. In fact, there are blessings which are even greater than the blessings which come as revealed blessings. Says nor chilufa, but what's wrong with it, or what's different about it, is that it's come down in a different way. It's been brought down to the person in a different way than a blessing. An ibebait in the efane hashpa, all that's changed is the way in which it comes down to the person. And the reason for this is, as we said before, because in their source, they are even greater good than the things that come down in a revealed, as a revealed kindness. But in order for these greater good to be able to be revealed as good ultimately, so that we can finally perceive that these are actually kindnesses that Hashem is doing for us, is how does this come about when a Yid knows and understands and is convinced that anything that comes that way is truly a deeper good? hidden kindness was kommen von dem Eibischen, that come directly from Hashem and Dosruf, Basei Arois, zu sein Smeichem Yisurim, and therefore, because they know what comes from Hashem, and it comes from Anoichi, from the highest levels of Hashem, and it contains the greatest blessings possible, so then they rejoice in this kind of flow that comes from Hashem, even though it comes in a painful way. Veren durch dem nizgale, the pnimius and the shedish from them, oich itzt. So therefore, that reveals to us even now, even in the Golus, and even when we're seeing only the darkness, it reveals to us that in truth it is all a great kindness, and we can understand, we can relate to the fact that it's a great kindness. As Hashem yitinatay megula, and that Hashem will ultimately bring it to us in exchange it for revealed good, and that we will see the great blessing that is contained in it. Al pi analiz muvam. Based on this, we can understand b'yoser even more. The shaychas vishin the parsha mit ir haftayra. Now we can see the connection between this parsha and the haftayra of that week, of this week, of Eikev. The oich mit haftayros in the shuvin necham b'bchlal. In fact, it explains the connection between all seven haftayros which are said after Tisha B'Av, which are the 7 weeks of comfort. All the haftayros are words of comfort to the Jewish people. In the haftayros retzich wegen der nechama was the Eibishter alein vetreist in the Eden. In the haftayros of these weeks, it talks about the comfort that Hashem Himself will comfort the Jewish people. When in ha'ofen von anoichi anoichi hu menachemchem, as one of the haftayros begins, I, meaning Hashem Himself will be the comforter. I will bring you comfort. Tzveimol anoichi, it says twice anoichi. Ahecher egilui vim by Matan Torah, even higher than Matan Torah. Matan Torah, it only said anoichi once, anoichi Hashem alakecha. Here it says twice anoichi. Vus steit einmol anoichi, as by Matan Torah it says only once anoichi. And azoi vert, in the Haftarah's gered, wegen dem greisa hashpoh von verav toivloch veis Yisrael. Also in this haftarah, in these haftarahs, we find the pasuk which says great good for the Jewish people, not ordinary good, but great good. Nish nor toiv stam, not ordinary good. Vos megefint das nish b'shar haftarahs. These kinds of expressions, superlatives about the comfort and the greatness and so on, these are only found in these haftarahs. You don't find it in other prophecies that the prophets gave over the generations. Only dafke in these that come after Tisha B'Av. Was the tam defun is, the reason for this is, in dem zman fun de shivin nechemte, and at this time, this period of the 7 weeks of comfort, veren is galed de chasodim amachusim. During these weeks, it reveals to us, we finally get to see what the concealed kindnesses that we received. These kindnesses which were concealed during the 3 weeks leading up to Tisha B'Av, in which time we read three haftarahs which talk of rebuke against the Jewish people and so on. Over there, they're also kindness, but they're concealed kindness. They come across as rebuke. In them zman from Ben Metzorim, during the time between Shavuos v'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, but in Kanal, because as we said before, it's Libzei, the Hecher Sheirish, in those 3 weeks, because of the source of them, Hat Menzeir Tevech Hesed Nishgikent Ofenehet, Nishgizen Ofenehet, there the true good, the ultimate good that is concealed there was not seen, because there's such a high level that you can't see it. The Adarabe, in fact, to the contrary, Bechitzeinah Sata Soizikog Bimetzer and Peronis. On the surface, when you look at it, you see only the fact that it is bad stuff happening. Under Uftu von Shivet and Nechemte is, and what happens during these 7 weeks after Tisha B'Av, as Oicha der Hecher Toiv kumt l'de Gilui, that this concealed good after Tisha B'Av, now it's revealed to us through these 7 Haftarahs. When Oich the Seidah and Oif na Gilui from the Chasadim, and even the order and the way that how it develops, how this good is revealed to us and develops in a way that we can understand it, is merumas in the haftarahs, can also be seen in the order of the haftarahs as they are said through the 7 weeks. B'miyuchad in haftarahs parsha seinu, specifically in our parsha, the one that's said in the parsha re'ei, as aniyah seira loinu chama. The haftarah begins the pained ones, the storm-driven ones, meaning the Jewish people that were so pained and storm-driven, Loi Nuchama was not comforted, as I'll explain. The Ravudraham brings from Medrash, Ravudraham brings from the Medrash, Atam Lav Teiris from the Shiva Nechemta, he brings reasons why we say these particular seven Haftiris. The Sidron, in fact, he explains to us the order of how they, why they were set up in this order. In the Esht Haftira, Zogda Ebishtet to the Neviim, in the very first one that is said in Parsha, right after Tisha B'Av, Parsha Veschanan, begins, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, comfort, O comfort my people. Hashem, Azazon, Tresen the Eden, Hashem says to the prophets, go there, comfort them again, and so on. If them kum der emfer, from Knesset Yisrael, so the Jewish people respond to Hashem for sending the prophets to comfort us. In the Tzveit Haftayra, what do we say? How does the second Haftayra begin? Vatoymer Tzion Azavani Hashem. So Tzion, the Jewish people said to Hashem, you have abandoned us. Why have you abandoned us? As Azana Chama Durch Neviim is Bazei Keilu Azavani Hashem. If you send your prophets to comfort us instead of coming yourself, that's to us an abandonment. We expect Hashem to come to comfort us. The Jewish people want that the comfort should come not through the prophets, nor from the Meibishn alone, from Hashem himself. So in the third, what happens in the Drita Haftaira? What do we, how does the third Haftaira start? As Aniya Sayra Loi Nuchama, what I said before, that the pained one and the storm-driven one is not comforted. In other words, the Nevi'im bring back the message to Hashem. They didn't, it didn't help. We weren't able to comfort them. They want you. Zokta them the Abisha. So the Abisha says in the Feret Haftaira, that's how the fourth one starts. Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Menachemchem. I myself will be the one to comfort you. As a nemt on Zayatviya, Hashem responds, I accept your demand. When Eralein Trese, and therefore I myself will come to comfort you. On Behem Shalazek, come the fifth and sixth Haftaira. And so, in continuation to this, come the fifth and the sixth Haftaira, which begin, Roni Akara Loyulada, rejoice, you barren one. The Jewish people, the barren, have no children that couldn't give birth, and goes on to give good news. And the next one is, Kumi Oiri, Giva Oirach, come. Arise and shine, because your the time for your light has come. Was does sein in the chomes? Was the Eibishter alein zaktsiden? These are things which are coming directly from Hashem to the Jewish people. These two psukim. On the roif emfet kness Yisrael. So therefore, the Jewish people respond in the seventh of Torah. Sois osis ba Hashem. The seventh one begins. I will rejoice with Hashem. As it's now, nachdem vid Eibishter alein treisei, now that Hashem himself has expressed his comfort, Roni Akaron Kumi Oiri, as we said from the fifth and sixth Haftaras, is Sois Osu B'Hashem, Togl Nafshi B'Elokai, I will rejoice with Hashem, and my soul will celebrate and rejoice with my God. The Eibishter B'Atzmai, that we receive it, that we rejoice with Hashem himself, not through the prophets. Is lechayr and is verstandig, so we have to understand. The Eibishter is doch yedeya akel v'yedeya asidus. Hashem knows everything, and He knows what the future brings. Hata dach melachatchile gevust ad nechama durch neviim vet nishnuskabel v'erem v'yidin. So He knows that the Jewish people will not accept the comfort through the prophets. Uner aleim v'tzei menachem, saying that He Himself will be called upon to give them comfort. Hain favosa de mitzayin Nachome gewart kaviyochol bis die Eden wollen kommen mit der Teine also zavani Hashem v'Hashem chachani. So why does He wait until the Jewish people complain and they say Hashem has abandoned us and Hashem forgot me? Why does He wait until then, until He Himself comforts us? He knows what to expect. He knows that this is going to happen. Naral pi anal is moving, but based on this we can understand. Based on what we said before, Vibald, as is this man was kumt nor der yeri de gedele be Yosef and Tisha B'Av. Since this is the time that comes after the great descent of Tisha B'Av, ken der ribe zayna as Eden, zon sich ba gnugene mit den Acham ebdur den Neviim, therefore it's possible that if the Yid looks only at the terrible events of Tisha B'Av, and sees the darkness. And then the Nevi'im come along and they say, you'll be comforted, it'll be fine. So they could take it as, oh no, okay, good, the Nevi'im gave us comfort. Especially if they say the word Nachamu, Nachamu twice, a double comfort. But if it's enough that the prophets comfort them with a double comfort and they accepted, what that means is they saw the darkness and then were comforted and soothed by the double comfort, which means that they only saw the darkness, they didn't see what's behind it. For that, it's enough for the prophets to comfort them. But it means that they missed the point that in the terrible events of Tisha B'Av was concealed the greatest good possible, which came directly from the Shem, was kum from the Mevish Nalein, that came directly from Hashem. Bald, aber as noch der Nechama von den Neviim teinen in. But now, if Hashem sees that the Yidden's response to the comfort of the prophets is, you have abandoned me, you're sending your prophets, which means you think I see only the darkness of the Golus and therefore it's enough to have the prophets, it means that you're not there, you're not behind it all. As nish nor is das farzei nish masbig, so they say you left, you're not there, which means it's not enough that the prophets come. But not only that, that Hashem has abandoned me and Hashem has forgotten me. Das bavais as eden vesen und filn as the peronis virida is nor chilufa. When they say that the only thing that can comfort us is that we should see Hashem's intent behind all of this, therefore he has to reveal to us what's truly going on, only then can we be comforted, that means that they understand that it's not just darkness, that there is a blessing behind it, and it's only an exchange, that the blessing came down in a different way, as the word chilufa brings out. That in truth they are concealed good and concealed kindness, and the far that's why they complain about the comfort that is being sent through the prophets. Nish dos is the gilia primis vakavanu von golus. When the prophets soothe us, that's not the purpose of the whole golus, to get a little band-aid from the prophets. From dem goydel aparonis is muchach as dos zayne chasodim nailim yaseh, because of the terrible events that happen, there must be some greater good in there. There must be some unbelievably great good hidden in there. Such kindnesses and such comfort, which can only come from Hashem, as you said, Anoichi, it has to come from the deepest levels of Hashem. That's the kind of kindness this is. And that must be concealed in there. And when the Yidden see that, when Hashem sees that, the Yidden see that and relate to it, and therefore because the Yidden recognize it and know it, that's why it brings out this revelation, the Eibishter is maskim etzayetayna, that Hashem agrees with their complaint, as the Nechama dur the Nevi'im is nishmasvik, that the comfort, as we said, the band-aid from the Nevi'im is not enough, the Aniya Seir Eloi Nechama, and that as the Haftarah says, that the Yidden are not comforted by this. And therefore Hashem comes and he says, I am the one that will comfort you. It comes from Anoichi, and Anoichi again, the deepest of the deep, and therefore it reveals, it brings out the great good hidden behind it. And the ultimate of this will happen by the Gula Mitzvah Shleimah, Vazdan, Vezemba Goli, Be'ena Basa, the Chesod of Neivish, and Betuba Nirba Nigla. Then we will see with our own eyes the great good that was contained in all of this. We will see open and revealed good, including all the things that happened through the Golos and the terrible things, how they are good. And as the Pasuk says, Oidcha Hashem, that we will thank Hashem for those punishments, because we will see the good in them.